It's unclear what will happen to hundreds of refugees and asylum seekers when the controversial Manus Island Detention Centre in Papua New Guinea closes later today. The facility is shutting down after a PNG court ruled it was unconstitutional. About 600 men remain on Manus Island and many are refusing to leave the detention centre, citing concerns about their safety and their future. Pacific Affairs correspondent Liam Fox is on Manus Island. Liam, the men have been warned that food, water and electricity will be cut off. Is that happening?
Well, there has been a final notice posted in the detention centre overnight. That notice says that the centre will close as of 5 p.m. today. It says that from tomorrow, the site will be returned to the PNG Defence Force because it's situated within the Lombrum Naval Base, and that anyone choosing to remain will be liable for removal from an active military base. It says the power and water will be cut off at 5 p.m. and there will be no dinner service tonight and food from then on. So that's what the 600 men inside the detention centre have been told overnight, that the food, power and water will be cut off. The centre will be closed as of 5 p.m. today. They've been told to use the transportation that's been made available to move them to the three other sites that have been set up for them around the main town of Lorengau.
Will the PNG government use force to close the centre?
Well, I've been told from a local journalist in Port Moresby that the immigration minister and chief migration officer held a press conference late yesterday in which they said that force will not be used, that the men inside the centre will be left to voluntarily move out. But the part in the notice posted overnight about the PNG Defence Force taking control of the site raises the potential for force to be used in future.
Liam, are there any international observers there to witness this proposed shutdown?
There are. There's representatives of the UN High Commission for Refugees and also from Amnesty International. They've been talking to all the same people that we have over the last few days, the locals who are upset about the removal of the men at the centre from the centre into these three sites around the main town of Lorengau. The locals are worried about friction between them and the refugees. And of course, talking to the men inside the detention centre about their fears for their safety when they move into the Manus community. One of the people here is Amnesty International's Pacific researcher, Kate Schutze. They're, of course, monitoring the human rights situation, but they're also particularly worried about what's going to happen after the centre closes. And here's a little of what she had to say.
In terms of their allowance, how are they going to survive in terms of the food they need, the medicines they need, being able to contact their families. Essentially, there's no real plan here for them to be able to rebuild their lives. So that's really quite alarming. We haven't heard anything from the Papua New Guinean government as to whether these men would be allowed to work in the community and whether they're freely able to move around the country. In fact, we're hearing the opposite, and all indications around these new centres and the security around these new centres seems to indicate that they're moving them from one prison to another with no logical rationale behind it.
Amnesty International researcher Kate Schutze, and before her, our correspondent Liam Fox on Manus Island.